Hello, everybody. It's Richard Allen here from InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. And I'm starting off something new here. I'm going to call it Richard's Ramblings. And it's not going to be a traditional podcast in the sense where it's going to go for 30 minutes or an hour or something like that. These are meant to be little like 3 to 5 minute little clips to talk about a particular subject, but not go on for very long. So it's something where you can pull up the website, pop it on your phone, and on a quick trip to the grocery store or while you're filling up your car with gas or something like that, you could give it a quick listen. And certainly, as always, I'd appreciate any feedback from you at Richard Allen IDR on Twitter, at Richard Allen IDR on Instagram. Follow our InsideCircleTrack.com Facebook page or our InsideDirtRacing.com Facebook page to offer feedback there as well. Today, the first topic that I'm going to talk about in Richard's Ramblings is Kyle Busch racing in the NASCAR Truck Series over the last 2 weeks at the Atlanta Motor Speedway and at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Kyle Busch has entered the Gander Outdoors Truck Series races and really just dominated both of those shows and taken home the win in both of them. And it's a little bit of a controversial topic when you have the Monster Energy Cup Series drivers who drop down and compete in the lower division. So I thought I'd offer my thoughts here as well. One thing to keep in mind, these guys are not unlimited in the number of races that they can run. If you are a Cup Series driver with more than 5 years experience, you can only run a maximum of 7 Xfinity Series races and a maximum of 5 Truck Series races. So there are limits placed on them. But when you think about this, you know, it's easy to come out and say, well, I just don't think the Cup drivers should ever race in those lower series. And that ideally, I guess that would be a kind of a perfect world scenario. But as we know, we don't live in a perfect world. And this is a little bit of a double-edged sword for NASCAR, for the teams, for the drivers, for everybody involved in it. The good side of the Cup drivers dropping down and racing is it gives sponsors an opportunity who may not have the money to fund a Cup Series team, even in just a few events, but they may want to be involved with a Cup Series driver for marketing purposes and that sort of thing. And to be able to sponsor a Truck Series or an Xfinity Series car for just a few races might be what fits within their budget. And, you know, they may not have interest in an association with a driver who's not quite as well known. So there is that possibility they can draw in a new sponsor. And then once that sponsor's here, that sponsor might realize, oh, there's more value here than what we thought. And they might get involved on a bigger level in some way or another, either sponsoring one of those lower series drivers for a longer period of time or even stepping their game up into the Cup Series. So on the positive side, having the Cup drivers to drop down into the other series could potentially bring in sponsors. And of course, I'm sure it helps with TV ratings and a little bit with ticket sales as well at the track. So I'm sure the tracks and the TV partners are not averse to having them come and race. But then on the other side, you know, the series, especially the Xfinity Series, is billed as a place where names are made. And it's kind of hard to make your name when you've got Kyle Busch or Kevin Harvick or Joey Logano or somebody like that just beating you into submission whenever they come to race. And that's what Busch has done these last 2 weeks at Atlanta and Las Vegas in these Truck Series races. I mean, it's almost looked like he's playing a video game and he's got the settings on easy. He's just blowing right through the fields if he happens to have a bad pit stop or something like that and gets put in the back, and he just drives right up through there like there's nothing to it. So on that side of it, it's certainly not helping these drivers and teams who are regulars in those two series, because they are not getting a chance to make their name. They're just getting beaten by Kyle Busch or getting beaten by one of the other drivers. So my thoughts have always been for both the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series that I would like to see more separation with those two series from the Cup Series. And when I say separation, I mean a complete separation. I like the idea of the double headers, which Atlanta did last week on Saturday, where they had an Xfinity race and a Truck Series race on the same day. I thought that was a neat idea. Where I'd like to see that done, though, is on a track where the Cup Series doesn't necessarily race. And, you know, places like Kentucky and Iowa would be choices that would be thrown out there, but also places like Hickory or, you know, places like that where none of the series currently race. You know, the Nashville Fairgrounds, I know, is being brought back into discussion. So that would be an opportunity there. So there's just complete separation. That way you're not in a place that has grandstands seated for 100,000 people and you've got 15,000 in there. And that's a nice crowd for most races that run around the country. But when you put 15,000 in a place that seats 100, the place looks empty. So, and that can't be good for anybody. So I'd like to see a complete separation more often than not. And yeah, once in a while at a Charlotte or Daytona or somewhere like that, have all three of the series in one place at one time. But more often than not, I'd like to see them completely divorced from each other. And that includes the drivers and the venues that they race on. But when you bring up something like that, you also have to include the stakeholders and TV, the tracks, the marketing partners, the sponsors, all that are going to have a say in this too. So it's not as easily done as just simply me sitting here and saying that it ought to be done. There's a lot more involved in it, and I realize that. So if they could work out some way to divide all these series up, I think they would be serving the lower series better. And I think they could come up with ways to cause people to have to come to the track the day before the race, you know, things like heat races or qualifying races like that for the Cup Series, almost like they do in Daytona. Just do that on a more regular basis. Cut out some of the practice and just have them actually racing for something, you know, a little 10-lap or 15-lap dash to determine where they're going to start in the feature or something like that would be an idea they could do. But anyway, those are my thoughts. I may have gone on a little bit longer than I intended, but it's a tough call when you have the Cup Series drivers going down and racing in the lower series. But thanks for checking it out, and I'm going to try to make these a regular feature, so check in frequently for them.